By the end of 1939, Oppenheimer's often stormy relationship with Jean Tatlock had disintegrated. Robert loved her and wanted to marry her despite their problems. "We were at least twice close enough to marriage to consider ourselves engaged," he later recalled. But he often brought out the worst in Jean. He annoyed her with his old habit of showering friends with gifts. Jean didn't want to be catered to in this way. "No more flowers, please, Robert," she told him one day. But inevitably, the next time he came to pick her up at a friend's house, he came armed with the usual bouquet of gardenias. When Jean saw the flowers, she threw them to the floor and told her friend, "Tell him to go away. Tell him I am not here." Bob Serber claimed that Jean went through phases when she disappeared for weeks, months sometimes, and then would taunt Robert mercilessly. She would taunt him about whom she had been with and what they had been doing. She seemed determined to hurt him, perhaps because she knew Robert loved her so much. In the end, it was Tatlock who made the final break. Jean could be as strong-willed as Oppenheimer himself. Confused and highly distraught, she now rejected his latest offer of marriage. By then she had spent 3 years in medical school. Not many women became doctors in the 1930s. Her determination to pursue a career as a psychiatrist surprised some of her friends, who explained it as characteristic of a sometimes bold and impetuous woman. And yet they knew it also made sense. From her politics to her interest in the psychological, Tatlock had always been motivated by the desire to help others in a practical, hard-headed manner. Becoming a psychiatrist suited her temperament and intelligence, and by June 1941, Tatlock had a medical degree from the Stanford University School of Medicine. She spent the year 1941-42 as an intern at St. Elizabeth's Psychiatric Hospital in Washington, D.C., and the following year she was a resident physician at Mount Zion Hospital in San Francisco.